The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is here, our tech correspondent for A Tech Takeover. And we're talking about increasing your savings using technology. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a survey. You know, there's always surveys.
There's always surveys.
So I found there was an interesting one from AIB today that showed that a certain cohort of the population could only afford to save around 150 euro per month. So it was one in five felt that they could save 150 quid a month. And I was looking around at different ways to try and increase your savings. That's not doing a lump sum, because it feels dreadful if you have a direct debit the day you get paid to see all your money either going to pay the mortgage, pay the bills, or go into a savings account. So I tried to find some pain-free ways that'll save you money and that, you know, can build into a little lump sum. And one of the easiest ways is using the Revolut app. I'm always talking about Revolut. It's what I use for my day-to-day spending. I still have my traditional bank account, so I get my salary into that and all the rest. And then I pay myself my little spending money into my Revolut. And there are certain features that are built into the app that are a no-brainer for boosting your savings. But you need to enable them. They're not set on by like automatically.
Okay.
You need to go in and do it. So Iverhane is Pockets. So Pockets are within your Revolut account. You can create one. They're very, very useful for short-term saving goals or projects. So I have one, for example, that is called House Savings. And every second Saturday from my main Revolut account, 50 quid goes directly into that pocket. It happens automatically. I don't have to touch it. I don't have to do anything. I can withdraw that money instantly if I want, so I can take from my pockets, say if I'm caught short or whatever it is, and put it back into the main account. But by doing that, it builds up and it's ready to go. Within that pocket, so within my house savings pocket, I've also selected spare change. I don't know, do you use this feature?
Oh yeah, I actually do. So this, it rounds up whatever you buy to the nearest euro and then sticks it into another account.
Yeah, this is so handy. So again, within my house savings pocket, turn on spare change. So if you are paying, if you buy something and it's 4.50, the 50 cent extra will go automatically into your savings. I've looked at my app and it tells me that the average I have saved by using this spare change feature is 78 euro per month.
Well, that's very good, isn't it?
It's very good. And again, you don't think about it, you don't feel it, because it's not happening in one lump sum. It's just drips and drabs and in it goes. Another thing that Revolut has, which I would recommend, particularly if you do sort of what I do, which is pay yourself into your Revolut account, or maybe you're one of the people now that uses Revolut as your main bank account, and that is their instant access savings account. You can set this up within the app. It's free and it gives you a 1.5 AER. I have an automation that sets up. So on the other Saturday, so one Saturday, 50 quid goes into my house savings. On the other Saturday, 20 quid goes in to this savings account. You just leave it there. And because it's an instant access savings account, you can tap in, take the money, and there is no hassle. So they are a few little things that you can do if you already have the Revolut app on your phone right now.
Okay.
Avail of it. Also within the RevPoint section, go into that. Use the discounts that are there. They'll bring up a map of the area where you live, and you'll be able to see if there are restaurants, if there are clothing stores, if there are online retailers where you can get discounts just by paying with your Revolut card. And also while you're doing that, you can build up your points. Use those points to get vouchers for the likes of Just Eat, Amazon, and so on. So it is very easy to do.
So that's Revolut. What else can you do?
Well, speaking of Amazon, and I know some people don't like it, so forgive me, but I know also there's a huge cohort of people that do use it. And if you are one of those and you shop from the amazon.co.uk website, not the .ie version, so if you're still on the .co.uk version, there's a brilliant website that tells you when prices drop. So say you have your eye on something in particular, or if you're someone who likes to bulk buy your bin bags or whatever it is from Amazon, go to Camel Camel Camel. This is a website.
Okay, Camel Camel Camel.
Camel Camel Camel. So you go on.
Not two, not four, three camels.
Three camel. So you go on there, you put the product that you're after, and what happens is Camel 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 will send you an email notification when the price drops.
Yes.
This is a dreamy thing to do if you have a loved one's birthday coming up, or dare I mention the C word, Christmas. If you have an idea of what you're hoping to buy for a friend, a loved one, a relative, whatever, put it into Camel, get the notification, and then when the price drops, and it does happen because I've bought headphones recently that dropped from €360, guess how much I got them for?
60.
No.
It's always, you shouldn't have asked. It's always that disappointing when the saving isn't what the person guesses.
I got £60 off. I was very happy. But anyway, Camel will tell you, and then you can save yourself money that way. And what I like to do is when I get a great bargain, just take the satisfaction, but then also put, say, a fiver. If you saved £60, put a fiver of that into a savings account. That way then, the money's not going to waste and you're putting it in the bank.
Okay, what else can people do in a more traditional sense?
This is a big one. And this is something that I think, if everyone is honest with themselves, they would like to do. It's a bit of faff, but it will save you money. If you are still on a traditional mobile phone contract, make the move. So I've done a bit of digging around, right? And say you're paying €35 a month on your phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
That adds up to €420 a year. Now, if you were to move to a digital mobile network such as GOMO, which is the Air digital mobile network, Clear Mobile, which is run on Vodafone, or 48, which is run on Three, you could cut that right down. So GOMO, for example, costs $14.99 a month. For that, you're getting the exact same as you would on many of the plans that I looked at this morning that cost €35 a month. That adds up to $179.99 a year. So by making a move from your £35 a month plan to a €14.99 a month plan, you're saving €240 a year.
What about all the killer things that go out every month that, you know, when you're going through your statement, you're like, I don't even recognize that. I don't recognize that. I don't recognize that. And yeah, it's subscriptions. It's things I decided to try or something for 7 days.
They are one of the biggest drains. And I think if we were all to sit down with the highlighter and go through our bank statements, we would see and be shocked and in some cases appalled at how much we are spending on streaming. So my advice here would be, stop being loyal to the streamers. We are blindly paying out money for services that we like to have, but are we using them to their full? No. So key message to take away here is cancel the subscription. A lot of these services, so your Disney, your Netflix, whatever, they are rolling contracts. That means you can sign up and cancel at the drop of a hat. Don't keep the ongoing payments running if you're not using the service. So let's just do some maths here again. The cheapest Netflix plan is $10.99 a month. That adds up to $131.88 a year. Apple TV is a tenner a month. That's €120 a year. Disney is also a tenner a month. If you have those three services and let the contracts roll all of the time, you're spending €371.64 on streaming every year. And that's before we talk about music streamers, internet bills, your TV license and all the rest. We don't need to be spending the guts of £500 on entertainment. Do a bit of an assessment. See who's using what. If you're binging a particular show on Netflix or whatever it is, let go of the Apple TV subscription for a month. You can sign back up. You're not penalised if you cancel. Also, if you're signed up to Audible, which I was, and I cancelled it last week when I was on my week off, I keep on signing up to it for some reason.
Yeah.
And then re-cancelling it. But
there's audiobooks on Spotify.
There's audiobooks on Spotify, although Spotify are being sneaky about it now and they want you to buy extra listen minutes.
Yeah.
Which I do not care for. The other thing is BorrowBox, which is the
Yes, free, the library's app.
It's completely free. If you have a library account, you can save money that way. Also, top tip, if you're a Now TV
user,
you
have to book your actual books in the library.
Yeah.
They're out from BorrowBox. It's brilliant.
It's a fantastic service. They also do ebooks too. But if you are a Now TV or Now subscriber, this is a bit sneaky, but you're looking to listen. If you go in and attempt to cancel your account,
mm-hmm.
they'll give you an incredible offer. So they'll say, rather than cancel your account, why don't we give you 3 months for, say, £5 a month rather than £13 a month for those 3 months, and you can save money. It's also worth just shopping around and just stop being loyal to them. Go in and attempt to cancel your account. If they ask why you're leaving and you take the price, very often different streamers, not Netflix, but some of the other streamers will try to incentivize you to stay.
Great, great advice. So very briefly then, your tech tip this week, Jess?
Yeah. So use your junk. to increase your savings. So Refurbed will buy your tech, your old tech, if you have phones or whatever it is. You can go to refurbed.ie, put in what it is, and they will buy it back. Also, Vinted and Depop will take your clothes. So if you download those apps, it's free to set up an account. You post your listing, you set the price, you set the postage, and then you send out. They do take a small commission, but it gets stuff out of the wardrobes, out of the presses, keeps it circular, so it's good for the environment, but also good for your pocket as
well. What's your tech rec?
So I'm back in my productivity nerd phase. I spent the last few days optimizing my OneNote. Do you use OneNote for notes? Oh, I love a system. But anyway, that's that. We'll talk about that next week, give you something to tune in for. But my tech rec this week is a productivity book. It's called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. I listened to this audiobook the other day.
Okay.
And it's great. It's all about if you want to get more stuff done, mm-hmm. you need to remove the barriers that make it a pain in the face. So for example, I know you love going for a run.
Yeah.
Say if you couldn't motivate yourself to go, small things like leaving your runners by the front door, like having your clothes laid out.
You know, I did that. I left my runners at the front door for the marathon and I left them at the front door.
I remember you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not the best example. But for business, for your life, for just getting stuff done, taking the clutter out of your life, I would highly recommend it.
It is called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. And you can listen to it, like Jess did, on various platforms, on Audible, on Spotify and on BorrowBox, which mm-hmm. is absolutely free. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.